Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. My good friend Raven Many Voices is here with us today. And it's been a while since Raven's been on our show. But, you know, I had the privilege and the good fortune to actually meet Raven in person when I went to Seattle this summer. It was so wonderful. We had a wonderful time, wonderful conversation, lunch, shopping. So look, I'm wearing the earring that I bought. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Cool.
And so we had a wonderful conversation, and we talked about this show. We talked about what's been going on in our lives personally, professionally, and about, you know, what's upcoming in our lives, right? And so much. It was so wonderful. And so just having that, you know, that support from a colleague, fellow light worker, you know, it was really, really good. I really appreciated that. So again, thank you so much again, Raven, for, you know, taking the time to meet with me. It was wonderful. So for those of you who don't know Raven, because, you know, Raven, I met Raven a few years ago, you know, like this, and she's been on our show a couple of times, and always a wonderful time, always wonderful topics. She's very intuitive, very talented and skilled. She's a gifted spiritual, I'll just tell you what she is. She's a it's just so much better, right? She's a gifted spiritual counselor, intuitive medium, and teacher. She's been providing spiritual guidance to people seeking wisdom for over 20 years. And her ability to access the many traditions and spiritual realms led her to become a voice for spirit. So Raven Many Voices means she's the voice for spirit and different beings, you know, we'll say, and she'll talk about that herself. And she's so accurate, so accurate. So she incorporates healing modalities from around the world into an easy and accessible format for those exploring spiritual healing, spirit guides, and soul communication. She's highly attuned to both the ascended masters and angelic realms, as well as the ancestors and earth spirits in the service of healing ourselves, our community, and our planet. And she applies these teachings through writing, energetic and gemstone healing, spiritual counseling, and sacred ceremonies. And so today we are talking about the inner council of the soul. So we are going to be doing a guided process or meditation. We're going to be taking live Q&A. And who knows what else we're going to do, because we never know. It'll be based on whatever we, you know, comes through both of us, right? So Raven, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be here. Yay!
Yay, I'm so glad, because we always have such a wonderful time, wonderful conversations. And, you know, Raven is one of those dear friends that I turn to sometimes when I think of it for guidance, or if I just have a quick question, or, you know, because Raven, you know, is able to tune in really quickly to me and what's going on with me. And so I love that, because sometimes, you know, you just need a second opinion, right?
Yeah.
So Raven, can you talk to us a little bit about what the inner council of the soul, what that means? But before that, even, can you just tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you for the past, let's say, year, what you've been doing, what new services have been coming through, what new guidance is coming through from spirit for you and in your work?
Gotcha. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, us that are in the forefront, these counselors, spiritual counselors, healers, energetic healers, that, you know, we have our game together. Mm-hmm. We're going through the changes just like the rest of you guys. So yeah, I've been off of the show now for almost 2 years, because I moved. I had to sell my old house. I had to move to a new location because spirit told me to. And that anytime you go through a large shift like that, it's less about the actual physical getting a new house and more about changing your house, your transformation. So I had a huge transformation going deeper into myself. And with that was that acknowledging of me and then how to translate that to help other people with that. And a big part of what we're going to be talking about today, the inner council, is what saved my bacon going through these changes, because they're not always pleasant. It's not fun going through health stuff. It's not fun going through trying to move your house and having someone die. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a buyer who actually died trying to buy our house. I mean, everything that could go wrong went wrong. So if I didn't have some of the skill sets and then develop, go further, then I would have just pulled out all my hair. Yeah. Holy cow, this is so nerve-wracking. And I think no one's immune to the changes right now. The whole planet is just changing crazy. And unfortunately, we're looking into more changes next year, 2019, because we're getting ready for 2020. So, you know, I realized a while ago that Spirit makes me be a lovely guinea pig to go through this stuff, so that I can have compassion and truly understand what other people are struggling with and be able to pass on what Spirit's sharing with me to help you, give you the tools and stuff to empower you, who's listening to this right now, because I'm all about empowerment. I'm not here to be the voice for you. I'm here to empower you so you can do the work yourself. And let me tell you, you can't get more empowered than knowing your own soul. Yeah. So I'm really passionate about this because, like I said, this has so helped me a lot. And it really came back a few years ago when I had a car accident and almost checked out of the planet. I was really deciding to stay here. And part of that lesson I had was walking the spiral and finding out who I was, my higher self. And you remember that work. I actually helped you with that. And from that, and I've been on the show a few times, and if you've heard me before, one of the biggest arguments I've had with Spirit is around trust. And I remember after not being able to get to my medicine wheel, being so miserable, having a brain bruise, not even being able to walk in a straight line, that after 3 months, as I stomped down to the medicine wheel and had got flippant, yes, you can yell and scream at your guides, and screamed at them, why did I have to have this horrible car accident and go through this? I heard the classic phrase a lot of us hear, trust. Trust us. And I got so angry. So I finally, Mother Mary, who I work with very closely, said, my dear, go write down the word trust and look to the middle. So if you write down the word trust, at the very middle, you'll see the word us, which I was like, again, going crazy. I trust you. I wouldn't be doing this work if I didn't. But they laughed. I could hear them say, look at the very middle. So if you look at the word trust, the very middle of it is the letter U. And that's who I wasn't trusting, was myself. So,
wow.
It was amazing because it really forced me to start including me in these discussions with my guides. I went, wait a second. And then how do I do that? How do I talk to myself? What part of me is not happy? What part of me is blocking the process? So what we're going to be talking today is actually a process that I have been doing for quite a while now. 2011 was a car accident, and I've had to really walk this process. And I want you to wrap your head around that. Sometimes it takes a while to verbalize what Spirit puts you through. So from 2011 to 2018, that's quite a journey. It's just now that I'm really, they're pushing me, you have to share this now. So, and it's a work progress. You know, it's always a process. There's always more and more I'm learning. So, oh my gosh. So again, we're changing right there with you with all the changes on the earth, but also we're brave enough to share some of these processes we're learning because we know ultimately the reason why Spirit had us go through this experience is because we are good sharers. That's my spark. I love sharing and I love getting people connected to what's around them because no one's alone. Oh my gosh, there's so much love and guidance available.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that. And you know, I love that you said, you know, as well that, you know, that trust part, right? And I'm still working with that one too. You know, I'll be honest, I've had a hard time with that one all my life and still working with it. So I totally get that part. And you know, yeah, sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a while for you to even understand, you know, or come to terms with, understand, piece together sometimes what is going on before you can even share it, before you can even, you know, get sometimes even that something's going on, right? You think you're going crazy sometimes. You think like nothing is working. What the F, you know, it's like, I don't know, right? But in the meantime, if you are able to trust, if you're able to go within, if you're able to do this spiral with Raven, oh my God, that was one of the most wonderful experiences and processes. And as I talk about it, I'm like in tears because it was really, really amazing. I loved it, you know. And so if you get an opportunity to ever do that with Raven, please do. It's amazing. It opened my eyes, you know, to something I didn't even I didn't know. I didn't even know was a possibility. Like, wow, right? So, and, you know, I'm glad you said that, you know, we are all a work in progress, right? So
Yes. What
you see here is not the done deal. You know, I'm a work in progress. I'm still learning about myself. I'm still learning about my relationship with spirit. Even though I have a really good one, but I'm still learning and, you know, learning how to manage life, you know, in this reality, being somebody who is a light worker, way shower, that kind of a thing, whatever word you want to use, right? Because it's not easy. There's no guidebook. There's no rule book. Nobody tells you what to do.
True.
Right? So because nobody tells you what to do and nobody can, all you can do is go within and trust and connect with you, connect with your guides, connect with your inner counsel, your soul, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Big trust. And again, including yourself. It's okay to include yourself in prayers. It's okay to include yourself in that bouncing off of ideas. So we are co-creating with spirit. That means you have to be part of that team. And that's huge, because we can tend to lump it all in our guides and not include ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then it almost sets us up for like a martyr kind of a thing. But when we don't include ourselves, then we're not taking responsible for ourselves too, because when we are getting in the way of something that's spirit driven, then we can make that process a lot harder than it needs to be. And again, all the different parts of us don't always agree or understand or want to play nicely. Mm-hmm. and that's huge. So, you know, it's understanding yourself deeply. And that's what life's all about. It's about a journey. It's not a destination. It's not the finish line. It's about the journey and discovering both the world inside and the world outside at the same time.
And your relationship with you and the outside.
Yeah, that's a big
right?
one.
So it's about your relationship with you and the outside. You know, it's not always something you can understand or even verbalize. I know I'm having a hard time verbalizing that right now. So you said something and I don't know what it was, but it's like, I don't know what that was. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it, you know? So there's something there that you mentioned just now that I did not get. So it's like, okay, whatever that was, interesting. There's something, there's a piece there that is for me. So Caroline was mentioning how you mentioned 2020. And for her, she's like, electricity all over the place for her when you mentioned electricity, 2020. And for myself, when you mentioned 2020, it's like, oh. What about 2020? I want to know. What? Tell me. You know, it's like.
Oh my gosh, there's some good stuff coming up. Well, every year for the holidays, right around Christmas time, something I've done for 20 years now is that I have channeled Mother Mary and pass on her insight for the next year. And I've done it locally, but oh my gosh, I know all you guys online are like, oh my God, we want to hear it too. So I'm going to be actually doing it live on Learn It Live here on the 19th of December, where you can ask your questions to Mother Mary. I'll be channeling her. And what I've been receiving already from Mother Mary and from Spirit is that next year is a preparation year. So the Chinese New Year, and it's kind of interesting, I've kind of started looking at it every year because it gives some good insight. This year was the Earth Dog or Wolf, and it was all about howling out your needs, desires, and sometimes outrage. And we saw a lot of that this last year. Mm-hmm. As you know, kids actually screamed about needing better laws about guns, and people are howling out their outrage to how the government is running our country and everything else. So the truth is coming out. Next year is no exception. Next year is Earth Pig. So it's the brown pig. And that means a feminine year of earthy energy. And this is so important because it's all about being here. It's about being here because we are spiritual beings. We're like the Titanic of energy, trying to shove it in a duffel bag, which we call a body. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty difficult. So our natural state is actually in that spiritual state. So to be here in the body, to use your emotions, to think clearly and to follow that heart, it can be really challenging. So again, that's why the passion I have had and the really push from Spirit to talk about working with our inner counsel to be able to bring ourselves back here. So next year, this prep year is all about grounding. It's about being here. Why is that important? Because if you're not behind the driver's seat driving the car, if you're sitting in another spot in the car, how are you supposed to drive your car? Mm-hmm. That's kind of a nightmare I've had. Being in the back seat, like, oh my God, no one's driving the car.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what energetically when we're not grounded. So they want us to be more grounded. Now, what does that mean? It means a flood of emotions next year. It is about rolling around in the mud of our emotions. I know you don't want to hear that either. And neither do I. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Didn't I have enough emotions this year? Hello.
Right?
Come on. I almost left the planet.
I know. I've been like begging Mary. I'm like, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But unfortunately, yes, it means another emotional year next year and physically in the body. But what that means is that we're building our chalice, our body, that vessel, that duffel bag. We're stretching the duffel bag to bring more spirit because spirit's been talking about for years to bring heavens to earth. Mm-hmm. A lot of our thinking, our way of connecting with divine has always been to leave ourselves to go to divine, but actually the flow has been reversed and we need to bring divine here onto the planet. So what does that look like? And what do we need to do? And that's the amazing thing. Even people that aren't very spiritual, like all of a sudden, like I've got my non-spiritual neighbor who's like, what's going on? My dreams are all kind of weird because he calls me the queen of woo-woo. So mm-hmm. He's kind of my litmus. If he's asking about his weird dreams, then I know there's stuff going on the planet. And he is just nonstop now. Right. So know that you're not alone with your weird dreams. You're not alone with your emotions of having to face the darkness, of having to look at some of your patterns, of really having some humble pie, lots of humble pie, because it's all about us fully accepting the hot mess that we are and loving it. And next year is going to be mud. And you're going to have to really decide, especially when sharing yourself, are you putting pearls before swine? I love this phrase. Mother Mary has used it for years because if you give a pearl to a pig, they're going to roll it into the mud because they don't see the value. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the year of the pigs. So it's really about finding yourself important of the pearls that you share and being sure you're sharing it to a community, a group of people that really appreciate you for your gifts.
Awesome. Thank you. And yes, you saw me roll my eyes and you're like, oh my God, not again, not more. But it also means, you know, being present, using the tools that we have more, yeah. Right? Remembering to use the tools, remembering to go within, connect to our inner counsel. So let's talk about, when you're talking about inner counsel, what do you mean? Who do you mean?
Oh my gosh. So, and why is this all important? The 2020 is because 2020 is a coming out year. It's a celebration, the butterfly full flying, us getting our community raising up. We're going to see some huge changes on the planet in 2020. So next year is a completing the process prep year. And a big part of that is that inner counsel. So what is that inner counsel? So each of us has our own spirit guides. When we think mm-hmm. of spirit guides, we tend to think of angels, ancestors, fairies, dragons, all these different beings outside of us. But we actually have our own unique spirit guides right inside. That's your mind, your heart, your emotions, and your physical body. And we don't think of them as guides, but they have their own desires, their own things they would like, and they're willing to work with you to make this whole Happy Meal fun package work much smoother. So that's why it's so important to give them a voice. Because again, many voices, one of the voices I give is to the internal voices. So why, how do these different parts work? Well, our mind, pretty easy, is, you know, that thinker. And a lot of our language and our culture right now really diminishes the mind. It diminishes and then like puts it on a pedestal. So it's all about thinking, like what education have you had and how fast can you think and how can you do this? And the mind, our culture is very based on the mind and it leaves the heart out of it, which has caused a lot of problems on our planet. This is why we have problems with pollution, problems with politicians that are lying to us and everything else, because the heart was left out. When we only focus on the mind, it causes problems. But the mind also has these other parts in there, like fear, like ego, like judgment, like worry, and things like that. And we've taken these tools and actually really have kind of made them negative. Our mind is a supercomputer. It knows the difference between apples and oranges, and it does it really well. And think about it. Your mind actually can help you come up with scenarios or projects or ideas like that. So the mind is a wonderful team member, but unfortunately we have given it dictatorship. Mm-hmm. It actually will not listen to your body and make you work an 80-hour work week and not stop for lunch and say that that's okay and that you have emotions and that those are not needed and don't express them and shove them down. So the mind, when it becomes a dictator, and in the video, in the package, I talk about how my mind was like George Patton. He was like general cracking the whip and making my other parts be silent. And it caused a lot of problems for me. Mm-hmm. So the mind is this wonderful part. The heart, holy cow, the heart is the one that's connected to divine God and has that plan. It has that whole plan of what your next step is in life. So it has the map. So my goodness, why wouldn't we want to listen to the heart? And a lot of the spiritual teachings and classes and every shows and stuff we watch is all about listening to that heart. Mm-hmm. But again, yes, we need to listen to that heart, but we can't just put the heart only in charge too, because the mind needs to be in there to figure out what the heart is seeing, because the mind is linked here in reality and the heart is divine. You need both of them to work together. So think of it like mom and dad driving the car. Dad's driving the car, the mind, hey, I know where I'm going, but mom has the map and goes, hey, if we take a left here, we can get there faster. Mm-hmm. So those two really have to work together. And they call it the 14 inches of the long path, because it is those 14 inches between your mind and your heart that are the longest and mm-hmm. usually causes a lot of the fights. Now, you got those two parts, right? In the back seat of this car of life, you have your emotions, and your emotions is like that little girl or boy of you. It's whining. It's like, are we there yet? I'm bored. I want to eat something fun. I don't want to do this. So the emotions are the flavor of life, their expression. They really juice everything up. It can make it wonderful or miserable if you're not listening to them. And again, that inner child is part of that too. So it can be needy. It can want certain things, and sometimes they're not in alignment with what the rest of you wants. Next to your inner child emotional part is your body. And your body really is, well, your body, your temple. And it looks over and sees emotions. The parents are arguing up front, so it starts kicking the seat. Hey, you need to pull the car over. She needs to go to the bathroom. So when the body kicks up, that's a lot of our health issues mm-hmm. is because our emotional part of us is not being met. So there you go. You have the whole family that's all arguing and all over the place. And doesn't that feel like us? Like we get in our heart, oh my gosh, I want to go do this. And the mind's like, well, okay, X, Y, Z, we have to do this. But emotionally, we're like, no, no. And the body's like, all right, nope, I'm shutting down. And we wonder, why the heck am I sick? I thought everything was moving forward. Why am I not feeling good? Why is this happening? That's why I came to this council. That's why I went deep and spirit showed me how to do this, because I needed to finally get them to speak, and I needed to get me to calm down and focus enough to hear them. And now that they're all at a round table, all have a voice, holy cow, now I know exactly where I'm blocking myself, who needs help, and how to listen to them. Like, I'm actually finally listening to my body. Finally, after how many years of dairy, I finally realized, oh my God, it makes me really sick. And my inner child kept going, I want ice cream. I want ice cream. My body would be like, no, no ice cream. No, no. Mm-hmm. So finally to get those two to listen to each other was huge. It really shifted my health. So, and that's just a couple examples.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. We don't tend to pay attention or listen to our body, listen to our emotions. We sometimes don't even listen to our mind because we've been told it's a bad thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Especially in this industry, we're told only listen to your heart. But, you know, I've said this, the mind has a place too. You know, it's a tool. It's a resource. It helps you, you know, it can help you if you use it properly, you know. It's a servant, not the master, right? You, the being, is the master, but we've given the mind so much control that we, the being, doesn't know what to do anymore. So, you know, you mentioned the analogy of, you know, being the driver of the car, you know, so you have to be the driver of the car so that you can go somewhere. What if you don't know where you're going?
That's the job of the heart. The heart has the map. The heart knows the next step, the next place. But if our minds are too loud, we can't hear the heart. We can't hear divine's plan for ourselves. And there is always a little bit of mystery. It's kind of like going on vacation and kind of allowing yourself to kind of find where you go. Mm-hmm. The heart and divine can only share so much so that you have a knowing of what the next couple steps are, but exactly what's going to happen is kind of left as a surprise. And that's the fun thing. One of the things I talk about in the videos is that if your mind is spinning out of control, like it's freaking out because it needs to have that next step, your higher self, which is a part of your heart, can actually go to your mind and give it a sneak peek at the book. Here, look, chapter 7. Isn't that great? And it's like your mind goes, oh, I'm good. We're good then. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing peace and calm that comes over you. So you know, and you have this innate knowingness that, like, right now, I cannot believe it. I love my office, but I'm letting it go. Mm-hmm. I'm letting my office go. Spirit said, you're done. You got to let go of your office. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I love my office. But I'm like, okay. So, and I have to admit, I had to go to my mind because my mind was all like X, Y, Z. Oh my God, how am I supposed to do this? And my heart said, see, look, everything's going to be good. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm good. I can do this. And it's an immediate shift, which is pretty amazing. So awesome. I don't know all the details of next year. I just know that next year I can't be in that office anymore. That's okay. And as soon as I did that, then it's interesting because, again, your inside world reflects your outside world. So all of a sudden, then I had two places lined up. I had all these people, like, had the landlord said, I'll buy all your furniture. I don't have to move a thing. I don't have to do a thing. Everything is totally set up already. I was like, hi. And isn't that what we really want? We want ease and grace. We want to work with divine. And again, that working with divine wasn't outside of me. I had to work on me. We are the roadblocks that we see in our past. So how do we deal with those roadblocks? How do we engage with and figure out what part of us? Because again, I thought it was just my mind that was resisting it. It was my emotions. It was that inner child. It had really liked that space, that comfort. And so I had to really go to my inner child and actually have the heart hold her and say, you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. We're going to have a new place to play in. And we actually visited that place. And as soon as she saw the place and where we're going to be, she's like, oh, I'm okay. So this has direct influence on anxiety and depression. It is when those parts are spinning and out of control that we go into anxiety and depression. And holy cow, isn't that the big, big one right now? Everybody wants to know, how can I deal with depression, with anxiety, with spinning, with feeling stuck in life, you know, loss of passion. Those are the things over 20 years I keep hearing over and over and over again. How do I do that?
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, and part of that was you trusted and then you made a decision. You trusted and you took an action. You made a decision and you took an action, right? Following through with the trust, right?
Definitely. Like, I see a question here. Someone's asking, how do you hear your body unless you go to the bathroom and hungry? When you give your voice to your body actually can tell you beyond just basic bathroom. And let's face it, the body has a billboard, and that a lot of those care and feeding of your body is, you know, do you need to go to the bathroom? Are you hungry? But besides, are you hungry? What should you eat? So I use the dairy as a good example, right? My body was trying to show me that anytime I ate dairy, I got sick, like really sick. But again, the mind, it was like, well, dairy should be fine. I got to get my calcium, right? That's a lie. And then the inner child is like, I want play. I want fun. I want ice cream. So finally, to get my mind is, you know, realizing that dairy isn't a good source for calcium. You can get it other ways. And then for the inner child, I literally made her be present when I got sick. It sounds weird, but what I did is I tapped into the inner child and I made her stay present as I got sick through the whole process. And let me tell you, If you're trying to change your behavior, if you identify who is resistant to change, have them witness that process. They will change instantly. So she actually then realized, oh, I don't want to be sick like that anymore. So then the mind said, let's look for alternatives. I found coconut ice cream. That makes her happy because she gets a treat. It makes the body happy because I can digest it better. And what does that ultimately mean? My body's healthier, less inflammation, and I can actually feel my food. So there's a good example. By giving the body a voice, I can manage my health care much better. And this is super, super important because let me tell you, I have done a ton of stuff with doctors. I had uterine cancer. I had to do all kinds of stuff. I had all kinds of health stuff hit the fan. I have jumped from doctor to doctor, doing, you know, different specialists and stuff. As I went through that process, I'm cancer-free. I'm really grateful. So I really do believe both in the medical field, because let me tell you, that uterus was ready to come out. Even my natural people I went to said, no, it's ready to come out. And it was more than just the cancer. Literally, those body parts weren't working anymore. But I work with natural. I work with natural health. So how do I get a good balance with that? Because there's just some things that you just can't do with herbs alone. Sometimes you need some of the other treatments. Working with that doctor and really making sure that you are being in charge of your body and your health care. When I was describing stuff to my doctor, she wasn't listening to me, my general practitioner. What she wanted to give me, the medication she wanted to give me, gave me the heart said, no, 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 no. It was a red flag. And even my naturopath said, I've reached a point where you need to actually go see a specialist, an endocrinologist. So I went to the doctor and said, you know, hey, my naturopath said, go to an endocrinologist. She said, well, I want to put you on this medication. I went, no, I want a second opinion. And she fired me. She said, I don't want to work with you as a patient anymore. And it was probably the best thing because I listened to my body, which my body said, don't trust her. Don't go on this medication. I went to the endocrinologist and his first question was, you're not taking that medication, are you? And I said, no, I wanted to get your second opinion. He's like, good, it would have killed you.
Wow. Just,
Yeah. So it's extreme, but it's a good example. And I'm saying it because I have a lot of people that come to me that have gone to medical, that have had a hard time listening to their body. They had a bad experience with the doctor and then they just give up altogether. And that's not the case either. You need to have a good team, which means you might have to shop around. Obviously that general practitioner doctor I've worked with for a while just wasn't a good fit for me anymore. So I found a different one. She's awesome. She listens and she's the one that even said, hey, you need to really work with specialists. I only know a little bit about everything. It's a medical practice, mm-hmm. not a medical know everything. And because I know my body, and it's the other way to describe it is if you have a car and you go into the mechanic and you can't describe what your car is doing, how are they going to know what to fix? So by giving your body a voice, you can go in there and say, hey, it makes a clunking sound every time I push the brake. They know exactly where to look. So this ability to listen to my body and get more in there has been excellent because I can give good feedback to the doctor and the doctor's been able to prescribe medication that better works with my body. And that's what we want. So, and then I'll know when to stop. You know, that's the other thing with the body. Sometimes your medication, your body's done with. So the medication I've been taking that's been helping me kind of balance everything out, my body's done. I have extreme reactions to stuff and it's great. And the doctor went, yeah, I agree. Your body's telling you perfectly. You're done. All numbers look great. You don't have to take that anymore. Yay. So there you go to answer it. It's more than just about, you know, eating and hungry. It's about really giving a voice to these parts so that their needs are met. Yay, which ultimately makes you happy.
So Julie says, I've had diarrhea for 4 months every day, no matter what I eat or don't eat. I've even done fasting. I've been to healers and they all say nothing is going on.
Obviously, your body has a different opinion. And again, this is where you then need to reach out and look at something different. Go to a naturopath. Go get food sensitivity tests. When it's diarrhea like that, hi, I totally hear you. I've been having it for 3 months. The last 3 months I've been having it, and it's the medication I was taking. I just need to be done with it, and it was great. But again, part of what I had to do in that process of listening to my body is I wasn't quite figuring out what I was allergic to. It was a food thing. So I had food sensitivity tests done. it was worth it. I actually found several things I was sensitive to. Dairy, duh. But there's a couple others in there too. So again, be informed. And sometimes your body, to give your voice to your body, means the body is asking you to get help. You need to reach out and get that help. So again, stop playing darts with a mystery. Maybe that. Go to an expert that actually knows what they're doing and go get the help. Don't be afraid of that. You know, and again, take your power back. Just because a doctor says, oh, I don't know, let's give you a colonoscopy for diarrhea. No, you don't have to do that. They might suggest stuff, but again, they're suggesting things. You don't have to do those things. So out of all my choices, the food sensitivity test was the best for me and helped me kind of identify some stuff I didn't realize I was sensitive to. So hopefully that helps you with your diarrhea. Again, not a doctor. So definitely work with those professionals. Make that team of different health providers, your naturopath, your massage therapist, you know, all of those healers, all those different people, but include you in that team too.
So what if we're not as intuitive as you and don't understand, you know, like are not getting an answer like, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. No, there's some, you know, like what do we do in that case?
So think of like the car, right? The car doctor. So if you have a weird pinging sound coming from your engine, you go into the doctor and then they're going to try to diagnose it. They'll try different things. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, that's where going to a naturopath, going to your doctor, going to, you know, healers can pick up. And sometimes it is for healers, you know, and I've come across this too, is that there's just so much energy being run through the body that it's just that process of energy coming through. So, and again, there's no harm in going to a couple different angles. So go to your healer and see what they have to say. Go to your naturopath and see what they have to say. Go to your doctor, because you don't change. You are this multifaceted crystal, and each of these people from your team are going to see you from a different angle, and it helps to get that click, that puzzle piece that finally makes sense. And then when you go back, so once you get that information, that's when you take it back to your counsel and you go back to the body and say, hey body, this is what this doctor said. Does this resonate? Hey heart, is this part of my divine plan? Hey mind, does this make sense? Emotions, what do you have to say about this? So they're kind of like your sound off board. And that's what I do. Every time the doctor would present something, I'd go to my board, my counsel of my soul, and be like, hey guys, what do you think about this? And I get a real clear yes. Oh my gosh, let's go further in this. Or no, something's not quite right. So that's where, again, working with the counsel outside of you and within you can really help you. And yes, it does come, I see, trusting. That's a big part. And that's why getting that base you, your heart, your mind, your emotions, and your body, getting that trust going there can really help you, because then you can understand if it's just a part of you blocking this process. But, you know, you got to get your trust going for you. That's really important.
And it's about communicating, you know, asking questions of the body, asking questions of your emotions, asking questions of the mind, right? It's about not, you know, not just blindly following, but asking, right? And I think a lot of times we don't do that. We don't ask. We just assume that whatever we're getting is right.
Yeah. And again, is what you're getting, is that the mind, like in a false reality or seeing something else? Are you bringing judgment in from past experiences? Emotions are bad about that. We can have an experience with, again, that doctor. Maybe we had a really bad experience with the doctor, and that can then just color any other experience we have with the doctor. Then we're not open to work with them and hear what they have to say. So I had to do a lot of work after that doctor fired me. I'd be like, what the heck? And, you know, and a lot of what, when I reviewed what she was saying, when she was pointing that finger, it was really about three coming back to me. This was really about her being really frustrated in her job and really needing to retire. She was an older gal. She'd been doing it for 40 years and she was burnt out. And when I shared with a couple other nurses in that department, they actually admitted, yeah, she's kind of had a bad day. Mm-hmm. So I realized not to take it personally. And right. That's what helps, taking it personally. And that's going to be super important for next year, not taking things personally. Because as we're slinging our mud next year, oh dear Lord, all those phrases are coming to mind. We're going to be really important that we insulate and have good boundaries with our energy and our understanding of who we are. And by knowing who we are, we'll help do that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I love that. And, you know, and I was getting something just a minute ago and then I lost it, but maybe it'll come back. So Caroline has a question in the chat. Am I okay staying in my day office job for the next 2.5 years until I can get my full pension? I need the money. I use my gifts, of course, all day because I am me, but fully me is part-time per se. Keep trusting and stay in my job.
You know, again, this is where that different parts can really help you. So your mind, that rational part, I can really hear your mind like asking this question. Yeah. It's like it needs that reassurance that the mind is saying, okay, it makes sense. We need this much money. We need the pension. We need this. You've worked really hard. Again, that's your mind chattering. The heart's like, oh my gosh, freedom to be who we are. And then, oh, it's going to be so amazing. Now, check with your heart. Again, because they know the divine plan, they oftentimes look into the future. So we sense and feel in 2.5 years, you're already feeling where you're going to be at. It feels amazing. But how do you get there until then? That's 2.5 years. So one of the things I notice is that when the mind and the heart have a disconnection on something I'm asking about, it's usually because the heart is seeing the end, the result of what's coming up next. So this is something epiphany. My naturopath actually told me, why don't you just have your heart show you the steps to get there? I'm like, duh. So I actually been doing that. I have my heart go, okay, I see the future. I know what's next, like this new office for me. What's that look like? And so I ask the heart to reveal those steps to the mind. And then the mind's like, oh, yay, because mind's all about lists and getting things done. So if you ask your heart to reveal to your mind what the next 2.5 years look like and what steps you need to take to get to that amazing, beautiful, bright spiritual place, then you will start doing it now. And that's what we want. We want now steps. We want things we can do now, not what we can do in 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I see shining through your question, Carolyn, is that you're spiritual right now. You don't have to wait 2.5 years to shine your light. Do it now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where we're at. Spirit's providing the job because you need a jobby job to give you money. And that's okay. Be spiritual too. You know, I still have to clean toilets. And I try to shine light into that.
I love that. Thank you. So thank you, Caroline, for that question. Because I think that, you know, is resonant with a lot of people, you know. So, and I love what you said, Raven, about asking your heart to tell your mind the steps, the next couple of steps. To show the next couple of steps.
It will really, really help. And again, you'll get that knowingness and peacefulness because no matter what craziness stuff that comes up, you'll know that ultimately you're going to get exactly what you're desiring, which is awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So Linda has a question. She's raised her hand. So Linda, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
I have to unmute myself.
No, I know. I already did it. You're good.
Am I okay?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Hi. Well, hi, Raven. I talked to you many years ago a few years ago when you were getting ready to move. I was also in the process of selling my home.
That's right.
I have sold the home this year, but I have been on the road in between homes, and I it's like the mind and the heart getting connected for where to be, and. Good. I'm going to cry. my body goes crazy and then I'm okay. I've been staying with camping out with a friend in her motorhome. And then I with cold weather, I've been in a motel for the last couple of months. And that gets expensive. And I've been looking to buy. And this morning it was like, no, it's not time to buy. You need to rent. And where? I mean, I've traveled back and forth the East Coast or West Coast, and I need help.
Gotcha.
Together and having circumstances, you know, having it show up.
Well, first of all, give yourself a big pat in the back because to be free as a bird as you're doing is huge. You are following your heart. You are linking that heart and mind together. The mom and dad are working together. So it's just sharing that plan with your body and the inner child. It's your inner child that's freaking out. And especially with the holidays coming up, there's certain things that we're used to as an inner child. We like that community, that family, that warmth, that food, all those things. So be sure that you are giving that to yourself here in the holidays, making arrangements to be with some friends, family for the holidays, because that will bring you comfort to inner child. This year was all about the inner child. So I totally expect that this has been a hard year for your emotions and your inner child, because it's bringing the inner child to the forefront and really asking her what she needs. And so part of that for our inner child is safety and structure. And that's what a home provides. So it's showing that your mobility and what you have currently is beautiful. Allura's been doing the gratitude list. That would really help, especially when it comes to inner child emotions. It's like, you know, looking at this hotel, yes, you have monies right now. It gets expensive, but at least you have a warm, hot place, a hot shower, and a warmth right now.
Yeah, and then, it's about everything I need, except I'm feeling a little cramped in, and I have a dog that travels with me. So, you know, I'm in Motel 6. They take them. No questions asked.
Yeah. So isn't it amazing? It's like you're getting the big lesson on the F word, which is faith, but it's also sometimes the other F word, because when you are really working with that heart, it is a lot of faith, because you're flying to the seat of your pants right now. And know that your journey is a huge example to everybody that's around you. So do a travel blog, really share this process, because you're giving other people a benefit of knowing that this is okay and normal. And you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are re-looking at buying and going toward renting. Great episode on Adam Ruins Everything, exactly about this, about the housing market and renting, and how the whole housing market is changing and more people are getting mobile. So do some look around, look at some other stuff, look at some other travel groups.
This last couple days, it was like, okay, just hang out. You don't worry about it. And then what happens in the stock market? It just goes kaboom.
Now know that with the energy right now, that we always tend to have kind of a lag time between now and about the mid to end of January. It's because we need to integrate everything we've been doing for the year. Everybody goes through this, be it for a job or health concerns or moving or any of this. I tried to push selling my house over the lag time. Yeah, I should have just followed my heart. My heart said spring. My real estate agent said, we can do it for Labor Day. We'll sell it in the winter. Yeah, no, it sold in the spring. So again, it's following that heart.
And the realtor is calling me and she's, where are you? I says, I'm about to go home. Well, I had to be out of my house like in 2 months. And I mean, weeks long and put whatever, you know, in storage. To get out of there and meet the debt, and that was even kind of an upset at times. But and friends going, I can't believe you don't know where you're going. You know, I have that. That's kind of. And then another friend says, well, just buy a motorhome and dry camper. You know, get out and do that kind of thing. And that's a yes, no. I don't want to drive that.
Gotcha. Just know the big changes are coming, and hang in there. I can see all the angels smiling behind you. So it means that they've got their, they definitely are helping. Michael is very excited. Plans are going to be coming to fruition, and you're going to be able to nest again real soon. That's what he's showing me, is a big golden nest.
Health-wise, I went on a ketogenics, and man, it just was so, but right now it's like, I want that. Sugar, wheat stuff that I know darn well my body is not happy with it.
That's your inner child wanting that. That's when she needs comfort. She's going toward sweets, what I just said. So make sure you show her comfort in more appropriate ways. So get a blanket, get a stuffed animal, go hang out with friends for the holidays, have a good meal, sing carols.
You know, where do I go for friends right now is what even going on with me.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you, my dear. And I
You're
always
so welcome. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda. I'm going to mute you. There we go. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Wow. That's what an amazing journey she's on, eh?
Very much so. That is huge. And again, that's why I encouraged her to share, because if some of us really need that encouragement, because she's not alone. I've got a lot of clients that they're just, their whole life is just blown up, is in an upset. Mine too. I mean, like I said, I've had this anchor of an office and I'm just like letting it go. I'm like, okay. So spirit's kind of really peeling our fingers off of our death grip of things we think we have to have and really making us look at things differently. She's doing an extreme one, and I give her kudos. That's going to be a challenge, but again, it's the angels are showing her the next step is right around the corner. And that's the big thing for a lot of us, is we have to let go of something that we think that we need to have, we have to have, it has to be in there. And when you're doing that work with that inner counsel, oftentimes old ideals, judgments, things that you thought, or traditions or things that you thought you had to do will change. Especially when you bring that higher self in, because the higher self will be like, look, new plan, new way to do this. Let's bring divine into this. And then all of a sudden, everything starts to change. And it can be a beautiful, gentle process. It does not have to be a nuclear bomb. Some of us like to do the nuclear bomb. So, and again, it's also figuring out how you process. I'm a mental processor, but my body is the one that likes to be a billboard for everything when I'm going through changes. And let me tell you, I have been working with that body to not be so extreme. 3 months of diarrhea, not fun. Mm-hmm. So I've really been telling that body, you know what? I think I'll just have good conversations with you and change what I need to change, then have to suffer for that. And my body's much happier. And so am I.
Awesome. And that's it. It's about faith and trust and listening and then taking action, right?
Definitely, definitely action. And action's really important, because these different parts are watching to see if you follow through with your promises, particularly your heart. Probably the biggest one is where we don't trust ourselves, is that we thought divine, we thought our heart, our higher self directed us to something. It didn't work out as we thought. And then we lose our faith and trust in ourselves and ultimately God divine. And then we just get all cross-armed and I'm not doing this stuff. So when you make a promise to yourself, when you start working with your heart, keeping those promises are going to be so important. And they're the little things. Like if you promise yourself you're going to take a break and go for a walk, then you need to do that, because the heart's watching. And if you don't keep your promises to yourself, then how is the heart supposed to open up and share with you? So yeah, and that goes for inner child too, those emotions. If you promise that you're going to stop making yourself not cry, like you allow yourself to cry and be okay to express that. I mean, I just lost my mother this year. I've been going through grief. I had to give myself permission. It's okay to cry, because it's amazing how much we suck it up. We think we should just get over it. I'm sorry, that's huge. I have so much compassion for other people. And I still, when I see something on Facebook or TV about loss or grief, I'm crying. The tears are coming down. And it's okay. It's okay. It's been 7-8 months. It's okay that I cry. So again, it's again giving that part of you permission, and again, that part of you watching that you allow it to happen.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I was just going to ask, I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but if you do have a question, you can type it into the chat. You can raise your hand, or if you're brave, you can unmute yourself. If you're really brave, you can just unmute yourself. But, you know, it's been fine since we've been asking questions anyways. And
happy birthday, Renata. She's got her birthday tomorrow, I just saw.
She does? Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, I remember she told me that earlier. Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Birthdays are powerful. That's when everything comes together. So definitely do a birthday for yourself. Like, you know, write down all the things you want to let go of, and then write all the things you want to create new in your life. So think of it as an ending and a beginning on your birthday. So it's kind of a really amazing thing to do. So you, on one piece of paper, write down all the things that you want to let go of. On the other side, write all the things you want to create. Kiss it, because you got to put part of yourself in it, and then either burn it or bury it. And it's like burying you and rebirthing yourself at the same time. Something I try to do every birthday. My birthday is next month in January, so it's kind of great. I get the new year's and my new birthday, my new year, double whammy every year. So try that for your birthday and really help manifest new things next year for you, your next year cycle.
Awesome. Thank you. I've never heard of that. But for me, you know, I always, Renata, was that you saying something?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Julie, too, has got her birthday here on the 14th, so that goes to you. And anybody that's got birthdays coming up any time of year, try that. It's pretty amazing, because it really honors you and allows you to let go of the things that don't serve you and welcome in the new things that divine's trying to bring to you.
And, you know, for me, you know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago to do was like 3 days before your birthday and 3 days after your birthday, a very special, special time. So if in the, in those, in that time period, if you can give yourself, you know, a healing session, you know, meditation, some sort of nurturing, you know, is really, really helpful. And focusing on the good, focusing on the positive, focusing on what you want to, you know, create coming for, moving forward is really, really powerful. So if you can, take it, you know, do that. You still have some time, Renetta. Yeah, happy, happy birthday. Awesome. All right, so did we want to do a quick process or something? Before we do, let me just share with everyone the special offer page. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're not, you can go to alara.at/show/Raven. And we're just going to... So in the package, and Raven can talk about it in a minute, there's like four videos as well as a 30-minute healing session. And even though in the package here it says, oh, it doesn't say, okay. But they are, they're like 45 minutes. I thought somewhere it said 30 minutes each, but I guess I didn't put that in.
Yay! I can't count!
So yeah, they're more than 30 minutes. I'm not gonna put it in the, you know. So you wanna talk quickly about the package, Raven?
Oh my gosh, totally excited. And yeah, I can't count. These videos, they're almost like an hour long each, 45 minutes an hour. And I actually break down each part of you, the four parts, mind, heart, emotions, and body, into excellent videos that really explain. They each have their own guided meditation to meet that part. And then it really talks about what, you know, like in your mind, how to deal with your fear. So like really how to... talk to that fear, understand it, and remove that block from the heart. How to really get your heart and your mind to work together. The emotional part, really understanding that inner child, how it plays with you, and really healing that emotions, and then your body. What I talked about earlier, how to really talk to that body and really make realistic goals for yourself. And to help bring it all together, I am throwing in a 30-minute private session with me to help if you have any blocks or need a little fine-tuning with that, and also to really unlock that inner child. Because out of all these years, the number one question is, how do I see my guides? And oddly enough, it has been the work of helping people heal their inner child and giving the inner child permission to see the make-believe again is what unlocks your third eye to see spirit. So highly believe in this, been doing this for a long time, and really super excited to offer this package to you guys. And I'm loving the video format. Again, I love that we're doing it on Zoom today, because you know it's that interaction of being able to see people, and then I do it as a PowerPoint so you can see all the information too and mark where that meditation is. Those meditations, you go deep. So enjoy.
So in the videos, it's not just you talking, it's also a meditation, right? Yeah.
And work and questions. So there's homework, work in there, a lot of stuff in there to empower you to create that relationship with those parts of yourself.
Awesome. And then a 30-minute personal session with you, which is, I think, you know, worth way more than $97, but you know.
Icing on the top. I was going for the full meal deal. I want to be the prize, the toy. Yay.
Yay. Awesome. So again, that is available at alara.at/show/Raven. So please do take a look at it and choose for you. And so Raven, do you want to do some sort of process today?
Yeah, definitely. Let's go into meeting that council and seeing what part comes forward for each person. Because it sometimes surprises us. We think it will be the heart or mind, but sometimes another part is actually needing help. And we're just going to bring that part forward and give it some love. So a quick meditation to help everybody kind of connect into this beautiful part of themselves.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. So take some nice deep breaths, everybody. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes, be able to unplug a little bit, please do that now. And because we're working with the here and now, we need to get grounded. So please ask Mother Earth to come up that spring green color of fresh grass, of new leaves on trees. See that green vibration come up through your feet. all the way up through your pelvis, up your backbone, all the way to your heart. And as that green vibration hits your heart, see it like a disco ball, shining that green energy into every cell, into every space between the cells, until your whole vibration is that green energy. And see Mother Earth here, big curvy Mother Earth, a big smile on her face, giving you a nice big hug. Feel that love and gratitude pouring into you for being a son or daughter on her planet. Invite your spirit guides, those beings of love and light, to hold this beautiful space for you, creating a bubble of love, of comfort, of safety to explore. Now focus on the heart. You can put your hand over your heart if you need to focus on this part of your body. We're going into that heart space, that connection point to divine, to all your spirit guides, but also your inner soul. And in this space, I want you to see a beautiful round table. This table can be made out of any material, wood, gold, stone, whatever you'd like. This is the meeting place of your soul council. All these different parts can easily come and have a good conversation. Being a round table, no one's in charge. Everybody gets a voice. Today, we like to welcome the different parts. We're just going to see each part, and we're going to see what one wants to come to the table and have a nice slice of cheesecake and a cup of coffee with you. So first, we're going to look at the mind. So invite the mind forward. Try not to judge whatever form it takes. Maybe a brain floating in midair, might be a color, maybe an animal or a person. Just see this mind here in front of you, and I want you to send love to your mind. Thank it for being so amazing. It's so clever, coming up with all those ideas that helps navigate this crazy, crazy world around you. And it filters all the things you do not need. So go up to that mind, that big squishy brain or that color, and just give it love, a hug. Next, see your heart, your soul, that divine part of you. And again, let it take whatever form it wants to take. It might be an angelic being, light, maybe a hippie with a flowing dress and flowers in her hair. Whatever form it wants to take. This is this amazing soul, this connection between you and divine. It has that inner knowing of truth and of your next step in life. It feels and loves deeply and connects you to everything. So go up to that heart and give it a nice big hug and thank it for helping you to love, to be loved, and to love another. Now moving on to your emotional side. Let that emotional side come forward. Now this might be your inner child, little boy or girl, or it could be a sea of love and emotions. It can be a being, an animal, whatever form it wants to take. I want you to go up to those emotions and give them a big hug. Thank them for giving you the spice of life, of making this life so amazing. The sad, the grief, to the joys, to the elation, to anger, to sorrow, to just contentment. Emotions is what allows you to feel life. Thank these emotions. Now finally we turn to the body, the amazing body, this temple and amusement park of life. This physical vessel allows you to actually be here on the planet. So go up to the body and give it a nice big hug. Really thank this body for its ability to feel through your senses, to smell the roses, to see the sunset, to hear the birds chirping, to taste good food. to feel that nice warm sweater keeping you warm. This body is amazing. Thank it for being here and being alive for this many years you've been on the planet. Now inviting those parts forward, I want the one part that would like you to have a conversation with it to come join you at the table. See that coffee or tea sitting there? A nice steaming mug for both of you. Let's give a voice to this one part that would like to talk. What does it need right now to be happy? What is it needing for you in life? If it's the mind, is it happy? Is it bored? Is it focusing on something too much? Does it need something new to do? Or does it need a break? If it's the heart, are you following your divine plan? Are you trusting your heart? Are you loving yourself? If it's your emotions, are you expressing your emotions? Is that inner child part of you happy? Are you having enough play and fun in your life? And if it's the body that came forward, are you taking care of your body? Is there something that your body's needing? Nutrients, food? Does it need movement or rest? As you tune into this part, just thank them for being present, for being part of you, and make a promise that you'll listen to this part, that you choose to actively have a relationship with yourself. And finally, love this part. And ask this part, is it willing to work with you? See the other parts now coming and having their seat too, so that your round table is full with the four parts of yourself, knowing that you can come back to this table at any time by just placing your hand over your heart and having a seat at the table. As you come back to yourself in the present, wiggling your fingers and toes, feel that work that you just did integrating, that love of these different parts, integrating at a physical level, on an emotional level, at a spiritual level, and a mental level. Coming back to the present in the here and now, and opening your eyes when you're ready. Ta-da!
Oh, wow, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
See how quick it was? That's the amazing thing, is that you can go deep within yourself, but because it is in the here and now in yourself, it is very quick going in and out, and any changes you do are very, very quick because the whole process is about being here. So as you practice that meditation, go back and listen to this recording again and again, get onto those videos that I'm offering through my package. As you do this, you'll find that your presence and your focus increases 10,000-fold. You're able to quickly get the answers you need, and you're more present to really enjoy life. Yay!
Yay. I love that. So Julie says, all of mine came to the table, not just one. So they all have something.
And it is hard to divide them. You'll oftentimes know that they are playing together and sometimes fighting with each other, and they drag each other over. So part of that is learning how to give each one a moment to talk. Because if they're all talking, it can be really overwhelming. And the mind, a lot of times, will dictate to the others, you feel this way and you want that to eat and you don't get a voice. So it's learning. That's why in the videos, we start with the mind. You have to start with the mind to get the mind to behave. I call it the monkey mind. You shove it in the corner with a banana and or have it have a seat, because we're not punishing the mind, but we have to get the mind to actually give everybody a voice.
Awesome. No, that was so beautiful, and it was so easy and quick, and it's something that, you know, you're right, we can do again and again and again. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's like, yeah, because there, you know, there are times when I don't always listen, right?
Right? And someone just asked, how many times do I listen to these? I actually make this several times a week. If I could do it daily, I try to, but let's face it, we get busy. So usually a couple times a week when I go for my walk, when I do my laps in the pool, when I'm just having a quiet morning, I do a check-in. So I just do a quick check-in. I see the table. I see all the parts. And I go, hey, is there anything I need to know about? Is there anything you guys are worried about? Anybody need help? Mm-hmm. And just doing that quick check-in, I get the check-off list right away of who I need to talk to. Kind of what we just did in this meditation. This is meant as a quick check-in to see. So if you had everybody at the table, that means everybody wants to talk to you, meaning you need to do some work. So if you just had one or two come to the table, then that's where your focus is. That's the part of you that would really like to have a conversation because you probably have a block there or something they need attention to. Yeah. So. Yeah, it can be quick, and then if you know, then you can go deeper. That's the cool thing.
Mm-hmm. So not a mess. I wouldn't call it a mess.
Good. Good. Hey, remember, when I first saw my body, I looked like Jabba the Hutt. It was not happy. I'm happy to say Jabba the Hutt's gone, and my mind, no longer the vicious general, it looks like a crafty fox. Ooh. So, which is great. I love my crafty fox mind, which is male, which is hilarious, and he is awesome. He comes up with all kinds of great ideas, which is why I came up with these videos. Like, I had to teach myself how to do editing and all this kind of like, oh my gosh, all this computer work, and my mind's like, yay, fun stuff. So it was great by changing my attitude and getting my mind involved and made this whole process of learning this stuff fun.
And that's what it's about, fun. It doesn't have to be difficult and complicated and hard all the time.
Exactly. And this is a very simple tool. And that's the big thing I want to get out to you guys is that spiritual tools are simple. We're the complicated ones. Yes. So, you know, don't poo-poo this like, oh, this is so simple. I don't need this. It's powerful because it is simple. Mm-hmm. You put into it what you need and make it into what you want. I give you the basic tools. It's up to you to really create that relationship and go deep with it. That's the fun part.
Absolutely. So Renette is asking, the package is available until the end of December?
Yeah, into January too. I will extend it.
End of January.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because awesome. Again, new year and a new you. I totally believe in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Great. Thank you, Renetta. So did anybody else have any other questions for Raven before we go? Any questions, comments, feedback? How was that process for you? How was that meditation for you?
It's funny. So I have a lot of angels because I can see all you guys, and you guys all have a ton of angels around you. So there is a lot of earth angels on this list, by the way. So one of the other things that you might have happen is when working with that inner counsel is that when your higher self comes forward and your guides will also come forward to help you, because it's not excluding your guides. Your guides then come help you with these parts. I think a lot of you are going to go deeper in your angelic connection. And actually with the emotional part, you guys will be able to use your angelic gift, which is empathy, at a deeper level because you won't get so inundated by other people's emotions. And again, holy cow, all you earth angels, your work is so going to be needed next year with the emotional year. And again, that is getting us ready for 2020, which is really about us shining, bringing heavens to earth, or hi, earth angels, making a big angel party down here on the planet.
Awesome.
So Michael's like waving at all of you because a lot of you guys work with archangels.
Awesome. So somebody has a question. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Who's this?
Yeah. Yes, this is my first time calling in. I love listening to your show, Alana, right? Alara?
Alara, yeah. Thank you. And who is this? What's your name?
This is Paula. My name is Paula. Paula.
Hi,
Griffin.
Paul. Awesome. Hi,
and,
Paula.
And yeah, I did that meditation with her, and my inner child used to always come up when I have certain meditations or so, but she never spoke. But this time she spoke, and yes. And she never really got to play a lot. Mm. You know, when I'm around my grandchildren, that's the only time I really can truly enjoy my life. All my ailments, everything goes away. My doctor told me, those are your healers. Those are your little workers. Mm-hmm. And they do not live in two of them stay in the States, but another group stays out the States. But when they're out the country, I'm sorry. But when they come in, I mean, I really enjoy them, but I go into a depression when they leave.
Yeah.
And I'm a chocolate eater. I mean, I can do without chocolate. And yeah, so it's kind of like I'm relating, like, oh, okay, she loves the chocolate, that's when she's really comfortable, but I know all that chocolate is really not good for me, so, you know.
Some chocolate is.
I just want to.
Yeah, moderation.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm over-moderated. So. Yes, but sometimes I can do without it, really, but I just connected that, like, wow, she really enjoys the chocolate, you know, because I can't really bring out that inner child out. I really want to play, and I'm not having, you know, the good times I really want because of when I was young, my upbringing and all, you know, it was certain things that I was not able to do. Being the oldest child out of nine. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother raised me, and she's moved on, but I still connect with her, and that was my savior, my helper, my healer, my right side. So, you know, but I still connect with her. Yes,
awesome.
I still connect with her. But I want to thank you for this. I really
are you going to challenge your inner child? What Christmas present are you getting your inner child for Christmas?
I never thought about it.
Yeah. So, this is my challenge for you, because I'm all about homework and challenges for people, is I challenge you to shop with your inner child within reason, because a pony isn't going to fit in your house. But
you can go find, how do you know I love horses? I love horses.
Yeah, I can see the horse standing behind you. That's why I mention it. So instead of the pony, why don't you go get yourself a stuffed animal horse, or a blanket with a horse on it. And that's for your inner child. And every time you wrap yourself up with that horse blanket or the stuffed animal, you are taking care of that inner child and letting her have the play.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That is lovely.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Much love.
Enjoy. That's really going to help you. And that way
you
don't have to hold on until your grandkids come back. You can have that play and that love right here, right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Have fun. Happy shopping.
Thank you. I'm going to get on it this weekend.
Good for you.
Bye-bye. Yay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
So she is.
Bye. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. She's doing the challenge. Or what's the word for that? When she's taking up the challenge? My language skills sometimes. It's like,
having
I wonder.
Being responsible?
Yeah. Going for it. So good for you.
Good. And I challenge that for anybody on there, because let's face it. I mean, I remember as a girl playing with Legos was a boy thing, and just need to throw that right out. If you're a girl and you want Legos, go buy some Legos. There's no guilt as an adult. Are you kidding? My husband is a Lego master builder. Half of our basement is covered in Legos.
Oh,
so
wow.
I love it. And I get to play with it too. And then I have, you know, my sewing, and you know what was great? My husband took sewing classes with me. He went and took a sewing machine class because he didn't want to be afraid and have the stereotype that men can't sew. And the funny thing is, he sewed better than me.
Of course.
First time on a sewing machine. And all these old ladies came over and went, oh, it's such a good job. I said, no, that was my husband.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Wow. You know, so Larry says, fantastic, very valuable. So, you know, when I did the process, I thought, you know, ahead of time, I thought, yeah, my inner child is going to come through. You know, it's like, I know my inner child is going to want to say something. No, it was my heart that came through and wanted to talk. And my heart wants me to talk more to it, her, you know? So, which was like, oh, okay. So, you know, it's like, all right. So I made myself a promise. All right. I'm going to talk to my heart more.
I'm so proud of you. And you did the first step, which is a big step, which is you let go of judgments and expectations. This process, this work you do, actually helps you to let that go, because it is our expectations that our mind has to work a certain way, or we have to see or work with a certain part, is what sets us up. So if we let that go and really work with how our mind looks like George Patton, oh my God, I could totally beat myself up. But because I let go of the expectation judgment and worked with what it was showing me, it helped me to understand, oh, that's what I'm doing to myself. And the cool thing is things change. Like, my parts change. Like, I'm not Jabba the Hutt anymore, but my body, it felt like it was just sitting there and not happy with eating the dairy that made it all bloated like Jabba the Hutt. So right. Now it's much happier. It looks like a rabbit running around. So, so maybe I need to look at it again since it's showing me a rabbit. I think that's its indicator. Maybe I need to slow down a little bit.
Maybe. I think so. So Caroline says, spiral process. It's not on your site, Raven.
Ah, yes. I'm getting ready to change some stuff. You can definitely email me, ask me about that. The spiral process, as I've helped here with Laura, is really about going through your past lives to your original higher self blueprint and changing that blueprint. Why is that important? It's because if since 2012, we've come full circle and oh my gosh, next year, Mother Mary is going to be talking about this for 2019. We have an ability to literally change our soul contract right now. And I mention it in the heart video and the series for the package. So definitely grab that because the higher self is the one that can edit it. That's why the awakening that we're doing right now and bringing the higher self back into ourselves is so important because that's what allows us to edit our contracts. Why is that important? Because our old blueprint or who we are, because we've been on this planet for quite a while, is outdated. It's like using Microsoft 96. We need to update. So if you can get your higher self in and get all those parts talking, you can edit that. And the spiral, walk in the spiral helps you to do that. It gets rid of all your karma, all your old contracts, gets you back to your blueprint and shifts it with your higher self. And getting that higher self anchored in completely rearranges you. Look at this woman on the screen. After she did the spiral walk, she changed her name and she came out as a fabulous healer and doing this work. I am so proud of you, sweetie, because you came forward and shine, not just making us shine, you came up and shine yourself.
Yeah. So, awesome. Yay. Thank you. And yeah, you're right. I was just, I was remembering back to what the spiral process, and I forgot about that part. I just remember the other part, which I really liked, but it's like, oh yeah, yeah, we did that. It's like, oh yeah, that was amazing. It was like, so amazing. And I've used that process again for myself in other areas, you know, changing the contract or, and it's, I love it. I've used it. I've shared it. I think it's amazing.
Awesome. Good. Yeah, I really believe about sharing because we do not own anything. We are just sharing divine energy and divine insight. So I'm all about getting it out there. It's why I make this package so reasonable because I really want to empower you guys. I want to pay a couple bills, but it's really about getting out there and honoring you guys and giving you these tools. So I'm on. Speaking of that, if you want to see other tools, other videos, as I talk about dragons, I give a voice to all kinds of different beings.
I was just going
to
share about
the bracelet.
The dragon bracelet that you gave me, you know, when I saw you.
Yeah.
And I have my lavender bundle in my purse all the time, but I wear my dragon bracelet every day, like when I do my calls and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm a big voice of dragons. I absolutely love them. And I've been putting a lot of my videos on Facebook. So go on to Facebook, Raven Mini Voices. I've got a page there and a group where you can talk about spirit guides and different things. The gal that just called, her last name was Griffin. I heard that. And I literally just did a show yesterday on Learn It Live on griffins and mystical creatures. If you go to learnitlive.com, put in my name, Raven Mini Voices, I got over 35 videos on all kinds of things, including inner child. So if someone needs a little bit extra help with their inner child, you can go over there and get the video. Some of those are free and some of them are like 10 bucks high. Yeah. The cost of a latte.
I was surprised. It's like, it's only 10 bucks. Like, Raven, come on.
I know. They're raising me up after the beginning of the year. But again, I just really believe about getting stuff out there to people. So yeah. Definitely take a browse. Go to my website, ravenmedium.com. I've got a lot of information there and connection points. And holy cow, join the community, have fun. It's all about us all connecting and sharing these insights, these experiences, and giving ourselves permission to fly. Woo!
Awesome, thank you so much. And you know, I'm sure Raven will be back next year sometime, you know, I don't know when exactly.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
We'll plan a date next week. Caroline says, next week.
Next week let me catch my breath.
Yeah, exactly. Next week I have another guest, but yes, but in January or February, we'll see. But you can always, you know, reach out to her, take advantage of the package. Like I said, it's available at alara.at/show/raven. You will not be disappointed. That's all I'm saying. And so if you have any questions, you know, like that are bubbling up inside of you about what's going on with you, you know, connecting to your inner counsel, how do you talk to them or anything like that, you know, then take a look at that package and ask yourself, hey, body, do you want to get that package? Hey, heart, do you want to get that package? Hey, you know, talk to yourself, ask, right? So I always say ask yourself, you know, and then follow up with that. You know, if it says yes, then do it. If it says no, not right now, it's like, okay, I'll check back in a couple of weeks. You know, that's, you know, there's no pushiness here. Just, you know, check in with yourself. All right. So I know we've gone over because my butt is sore.
I know we're chatters.
Yeah, I know, right? I love to talk, and I love talking to you, and I love talking to my, you know, my community and answering their questions if they have questions and so on. It's like, I love that, being of service, right? Being a contribution, definitely. Being of service. And the way that we are being of service is also changing. I know for myself, that's changing. So there's new things coming up. And I realized just now as we were talking, Raven, and I know I talk like crazy, I realized that some of this new stuff that's coming through is my inner child, because it wants to have fun. And some of the new stuff that's coming through is for her to have fun.
More ceremonies, yay! So, play.
It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. So stay tuned. You know, keep watching, keep listening. You know, there's lots of videos on YouTube. There are, you know, and all of these are also on the podcast. So take a look at them, watch them, listen to them, you know, and just be open. Be open and receive, okay? And so I think that's good. Yeah, I could go on and on and on and on. So thank you again so much, Raven. You know, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing with us your wisdom,
thank
your teaching,
you.
That meditation. Thank you. It's awesome. So
thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for listening, for being brave and showing up today to listen, ask your questions, but also to go travel into your heart, into that round table and see those parts. That's brave work you're doing. So keep up the good work. Really start to trust yourself. And again, thank you so much, Alara, for creating this community, this space to connect us around the world. I really thank you to be able to reach out. So thank you so much. I know I'm more out in the world because of you, and I just really honor you for that.
Thank you. And so everyone, you know, thank you again for all of your questions, all your comments, all your feedback, being present and doing the process with us. I know sometimes it's not always easy. Right. But thank you. And, you know, until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.